Okay. Got hydrated. I'm ready. Okay. So, just now I got back from an event. That's, I wouldn't say hard to describe, but it was ridiculous. Okay. I was like, oh my God, maybe it's gonna be good. And then I go there and I'm like, oh my God, this is ridiculous. I mean, come on, this is just like, oh God. So basically, like the event. Excuse me. So basically, the event was kind of like a spiritual guru coming into the town, giving like a speech, a spiel about how to tackle your anger, how to deal with that motherfucker. And I'm like, okay, got my interest, bitch. Okay, let's see it. And I just went there thinking, okay, spiritual shenanigans, you know, like a white dude. You know, claiming like, you know, some shenanigans regarding, you know, like living in India for a fucking long time and then just like, you know, exploiting the culture and the religion. And I'm like, okay. You might have it, boo. Like, I mean, who knows? And then this and then this dude just appears, like, the epitome of white boy, you know, like, you know, one of those kind that just like got into religion. They're like, oh my God, that's the thing. And they like the you know, like the pretext of what they're kind of like preaching. They're like, I'm gonna spread it everywhere now. So basically I look at this guy and I'm like, okay, so he might be into it and he might actually understand some of it, but his point of approach is basically bullshit. Because like all I hear from this guy is like, okay, so you gotta read this book, yo. Like, this book gives you all the answers, and we gotta sing songs, yo. Because like you have to repeat the name of the God like multiple times, and like and just sitting there thinking like, okay. So thing is that they have not stated in the event that it's gonna be about Krishna. You know, the guys that are just like way too obsessed with Krishna, you know, like going around like, I mean, those who's been like in the like big cities, especially London, you know, you definitely as fuck remember those guys that go around, you know, like Soho, chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama and all that. And I'm like, oh yeah, oh. And basically the more this guy is talking, the more I have the basically the flashbacks of the guys that are just like, you know, with their musical instruments going across Soho, just chanting the shit while there's like just people in the restaurants trying to eat, or people in like, you know, just in the corners trying to get wasted. And I'm like, oh my God, right, just about the right audience, bro. Like, you're nailing it. Great. So I'm just there and I'm like, oh, flashbacks, fuck. And then I kind of start laughing because this guy's like explaining his point of view of like, you know, you gotta read these books, you gotta like, you know, preach this shit, and there's only like, you know, the positivity, and the more you look into positivity, you ain't gonna have any negativity in your life and shit like that. And I'm like, And the best about it is basically this guy, he's like, you know, America, like, I mean, basically he claims to be from South Africa. I'm like, okay, might be. Though by the way he speaks, there's no, you know, like, honey, I've heard how people speak from there, and you have nothing in common, like at all. I don't know why. Maybe it's like a time abroad, but just he don't sound like it. And everything he's preaching is just like a basic level, kind of like cult shit. You know, like just get our books. Read the shit, believe in the man high above, and believe in this magic man. He solves everything, you know, amazing. And the part I enjoyed the most is that this guy is talking stuff in English, and like part of it is making sense because like that some of it is just like, you know, connected to the theory of like, you know, everything is matter and the matter in the universe is kind of connected and shit like that. I'm like, okay, makes sense, you know, like. It's like, honey, you dabbed a bit into the quantum physics. I appreciate that. But the thing that I was like about, funny, the translator. Like the whole event is kind of like happening in, you know, in a place that's kind of like in Latvia, and there's a lot of like Russian speakers here. And basically, like, the whole event is like with this dude that's speaking English and then this other dude that's translated into Russian, but he's like Russian. I don't know why, but like the way he translates it is just like maybe he's adding his own bias to translations or like his own understanding of the shit into translations. But it differs from what the guy, like, you know, the dude is saying shit in English and the dude translating it to Russian, two different things altogether. I'm just sitting there thinking, oh my God, like and like the audience consists of mainly like women in their like 40s and 50s, you know, and there's me that's like 30-year-old, and there's like, you know, like trio of like, I mean, kids maybe somewhere in between the age of like maybe 17, 18, 19, somewhere there. So they're young, you know, the kind of age where you can just slap into their mind anything and make them believe it. And I'm like, oh my. So there's another guy that was already kind of like anointed, I think, with all the face paint and just like with the with the musical instrument shit. I'm like, oh God, I'm so sorry. Like, and I was a douche because I could not sit still for so long and just keep my mouth shut. Because, like, the way he was explaining stuff is like, oh, yeah, you know, like, we're all kind of like in this, like, you know, human bodies are just like a vehicle, you know, like a car. Like, it can be Toyota, it can be Audi, it can be, and like, my brain just snaps to like, I'm a small Prius circa 2007. And I start to laugh. And basically, whenever he would say something random that's like, you know, in regards to material, my brain would just like, just troll the fuck out of it. Material, immaterial, you know. And I'm just there trying not to laugh too much. But like, whatever he just spews at the times, I just like, my brain adds stuff on top of it and then I laugh. So I felt like, like, you know, like a phone on a silent mode when you're just vibrating is what I felt like, because like I had to like silence my laughter. But my stomach hurt from laughing is where it got me. And because I'm a douchebag basically, and I'm a curious douchebag, at some point eventually I just raised my hand because I'm like, okay, this is getting annoying, because like it's been like an hour and a half. And the whole thing I'm hearing about from this guy is basically the same fucking concept, retold for a hundredth time. And I'm tired. Like, and it's not even covering the whole topic of why the fuck, like, you know, we came here for, because like the name of the event was basically how to manage your anger, you know. Throughout the whole event, like, he was just genuinely talking about his religion, how you should praise and preach to God and sing the songs and just blindly have faith in stuff. And I'm like, that's cult, bro. So I raised my hand and I asked him, like, but like I appreciate the talk, bro, but like I'd rather like you having like actual tips regarding, you know, like the anger management issues. And then he just like says that you have to just believe, bro, believe. And he's like, whenever you feel like you're having, like, you know, anger within you, you have to just chant the words. So the magic man in the sky is gonna, like, you know, bestow upon you the enlightenment and love and, you know, and just like everything you have to say is just like he name like a bunch of times, you know, and it's gonna pass. And I'm like, And then I just like, you know, just say again, but like, because he kind of like continued explaining this with the thought of like, we're all kind of like kids because we always want, and we want like, you know, material stuff, and we're like kids, and we have to kind of like divert from being kids and just like go inside of ourselves and find kind of like, you know, the enlightenment through God. And I'm like, cool, but once again, I just like got into the conversation with him, and I said like, okay, but thing is, most times, when people crave specific material things, it does not necessarily stem from the need of those material things. It stems from the, you know, like it, triggering points of not having emotional satisfaction regarding something. That was the point he realized he's not messing around with sick. He be trying to save his ass by this point, because like I translated my question also, and like that got like people triggered, I guess. And I'm just there kind of like forgetting to translate the other part of my question, like in more depth of like, you know, psychological shenanigan I was like, you know, adding up with shadow work that people has to do and stuff. And like I'm tired by this point, like listening to this guy for like an hour and a half, and he's just like the same shit over and over again. I'm like, so with my kind of like aspect of like you're craving material shit because you have triggers, and those triggers are based on your like, you know, emotional unsatisfaction. And basically his idea to that is basically pray to God, basically. Yeah, like that's it. That's the whole answer, yo. And eventually they sang the song, which was cute. And he's there like, oh yeah, now you can mingle and chat with each other. And I can see that, because like at first when he came around, it was amusing for me. It was really uncomfortable for him, because I would just be sitting there and he realized that I understand English completely, because I'd laugh at stuff. And he was paying attention to me a lot, because it's me, because like I watched him the whole time. I did not pay attention to the translator. I was just looking at this guy. And this guy, no matter what he did, no matter what he said, he was fucking uncomfortable with me. Because I look at him and I'm like, okay, go on. Kind of do your preaching, boo. And I just see like with his body language and everything else, he just, at first he was more kind of like up front. And then the more I just started to kind of like, grimace with my shenanigans, because the more he speaks, the more I'm like, okay, so you dude said that your book is great. And it's just like such a small book. It's just like, you know, like more than 600 scriptures altogether, just like a book. And he shows like, you know, a thickness of like Holy Bible and shit. Like, ooh, that's just like not too far from Quran. And like, you know, like the teachings of the Buddha and like, you know, all the rest, you know, you can just pick any like religious book about the same fucking size of it. You know, and I was sitting there and I'm thinking like, amazing. And I'm like, cute. And in some cases when he was speaking stuff, I was rubbing my forehead, because I'm like, oh yeah, boo, just try to say it to other religions, like Gnostics, for example, or like, I don't know, Christians, you know, like Catholics, that's gonna be amusing. And because I kind of like got into like, you know, trying to figure out like like all sorts of religions, because that's interesting. You get to know about what the fuck people believe in and their kind of aspects on stuff. Funny. And basically it's amazing to just like, you know, pay attention. And the way he's just telling stuff, I'm like, and like at the back of my head, I'm like, okay, so at least Christians, you know, like everything that's like, you know, with the Holy Bible. They've got holy cardinals, you know, like those, the kind of like basic bitch rules where you don't kill a person, you don't do this, you don't do that, you know, like, you know, there's rules. The way he explains it, he's like, there's a map provided by this guy who just like wrote down all the scriptures. And, people gotta read it basically. So he does not like, give tips and points and like basic bitch ideas about like, you know, what the rules are. He's just there like, you gotta believe in the man, and you know, there's a magic man, you gotta believe him. And I'm like, and the more he speaks, the more I'm like, I'm just sitting there and just grimacing, going like, oh my god, seriously, like this is your kind of like segue, bro, like do better, like please do better, like I'm hoping you're gonna like throw us something legit. Nothing comes out of there. And the more I'm just there thinking like, oh my god. So the more he just like backs away. So before he was like in front of his chair, because he would stand the whole time, then the more he would look at me, like his body language was more confident, the more he paid attention to me, the more he started to back away towards like to the side of the chair, away from me, kind of like further. And the more I looked at him, the more he's body language became from kind of like more movie and more kind of like relaxed to more compressed, and he was just like hiding away, kind of like, you know, basic bitch, kind of like, you know, hand gestures, you know, when you kind of press your hands closer to the body and you try to look like you're smaller. And the more I looked him in the eyes, the more he tried to basically like dig a hole and just get away from me. And I'm like, amusing. So the moment he finished his whole chat and this whole of the song and blah, 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 he just hid away behind the freaking table that's behind it. You know, there's kind of like chair, table, chair. So he was like from the chair. He was at the side of the chair. So he was like, you know, further. And then the moment everything finished and he's like, yeah, talk within the chatter, mingle in between, blah, blah, blah. He just hit, like, just like went behind the chair to the behind the table. And I'm like, oh, so you're that afraid? Cool. Because apparently I'm the only person with this amount of eloquent English spoken, and I pick up on bullshit really well. And because I threw in the concepts of psychology, he got uncomfortable because, like, I could tell that this motherfucker's making money, a lot of money, by utilizing his religion, cult. And I'm just there asking basic bitch, you know, like psychology questions, which he denies existing. Funny. I mean, really funny. Because he understands where I'm coming from. And I can, like, understand by his, like, you know, the look in the eyes of a person that he knows what I know. And he realizes the trouble. And I'm like, okay, I'll just leave you to it. Because the moment he hid behind his table to pretend that he's, like, trying to fix some paperwork or whatever, I just picked my shit and I just like went out. Behind me sat three youngsters and they all were paying attention to me the whole damn time. I was sitting there and asking questions and shit like that, and like and they looked at me like, what the hell is this? And I'm like, oh, wait till I announce my own event in the same fucking premises. Ooh, it's gonna be funny. And I was kind of like, oof. So I had to go because, first of all, I'm dead fucking be tired. And to top it off, today I saw the song for the Norway entry for Eurovision. What I can say is fuck you, bro. Because now the song is stuck in my head. Like bad. Like, damn you. Like, fuck you, bro. But it's a good song. It's a good song. I cannot deny it. And it's annoying how good it is. And I really have like a small amount of songs stuck in my head from time to time. This one is just, why? Because this song is by Yoni and the song's name is Echo in My... Fuck you, bro, basically. Like, I appreciate you like making the song with the amazing other singer. And like, you two, you made like, the team made the great shit. It slaps. I love it. Thank you. Now it's stuck in my head. Fuck you for that. But I appreciate it nonetheless. So yeah, great times. And because of that, like the whole time I was sitting there listening to this guy, the back of my head was playing this fucking song on repeat. I'm like, fantastic. Kind of like, I love myself. Like, there's things like, you know, you can just like, as it plays in the background, you can just like put on, you know, like the volume higher, like, you know, the inner kind of like radio can be louder, and then you kind of still hear the dude and you focus on him and you kind of like, you know, pay attention to what he's saying. But at the same time, you have like pretty cool shit going on in the back of your head. You're like, yeah. And the moment I got out of there, I just put my freaking headphones in. And I was like, fuck yeah. And I was just like hopping like downstairs and like out and having a few people confused with like, why the fuck is she happy? Like, bitch, you ain't gonna believe me. Norway got a cool entry for Eurovision this year. And I just kind of like go home faster because like I'm fucking tired and shit. Because like not sleeping from like, you know, some point in life to not sleeping to other point in life, basically like this tired ass bitch. So basically I started to go to bed at about like freaking 6, 7-ish, 8-ish lately, and I just wake up at like freaking 5-6 o'clock in the morning and just like roll the whole day like that until the next evening. Because before I just like go to bed at 8-9, wake up at 2 in the morning, and well, fuck me then, because I'm awake the whole night, the whole like early morning, daytime, evening, and then I don't know if the Sandman just decides to appear and he's like, hey, I got an idea, he knocks me out. But for most part, I think he doesn't care. He doesn't give a fuck for all I care. But hey, I'm basic with shit anyhow. On the other good note, besides good music stuck in my head, like my how should I put it, for it's gonna sound like yeah, dirty mind. Basically, there's moments when my mind is in the gutter. Just let me be. Basically, drama update for the house. First off, like lesser drama. I'm having my own event on the 9th of February. That's basically dedicated to psychology shit, and it's gonna have a topic of adult children of what was it called? Let me give me a second. I has it. It's adult children of emotionally immature parents. There you go. It's gonna start back. And that also will have like this topic and like a few more with the neurotypical and neurodivergent, you know, the difference. And a little bit about like, you know, happy hormones / kind of like, you know, sad ones, you know, to explain a little bit how the dopamine and serotonin kind of works on a person. To kind of explain how the depression and everything else works on a person so that, you know, people do be dumb. And explaining to them how, like, most kids get CPTSD and PTSD from the alcoholic or, you know, like, parents with addiction. Yeah. So basically, I decided for this whole event to be, like kind of 2 hours long. Very, very harsh in regards of psychology and, like, quite packed. But genuinely, a lot of, like, you know, to the point information, motherfucker. Because, like, if I decide to get people together, I want them to know, like, you know, get away with a bunch of information, you know, not just, like, you know, books, read books, believe in a magic man, like, bro. Ridiculous. So, in my event, I just want to introduce people with the basic understandings of psychology and how, you know, stuff impact their kids or how they're impacted by their parents who were immature emotionally, and how that's caused or, like, you know, gets to be troubles and issues in the adult life, and how it basically looks like, not just like, oh yeah, you get problems. No, I just want to go into details of how these problems look like, you know, and give them examples of it so they can just kind of like understand what I'm talking about. And not to mention, like, in the event, I'll also provide all the resources and all, like, you know, the shit I've talked about in the kind of like PDF option, and just slap it in a Facebook page or, like, you know, the event page also, like, all that going on there. And to not gatekeep the information, but to spread the information so people get, you know, some understanding going on. So with that, I decided, like, that's going to be a good one. And definitely not, oh, believe me, this is happening. Because, like, I was sitting during this event and I'm like, oh my god, there's so many women aged, like, you know, 40-something, 50-something, showing off. It just genuinely, like, I sat there thinking that this feels like a school outing, like there's a bunch of kids. Like, because, like, all I hear, like, you know, around me, like, they're being sincerely nice, well, trying to be nice and all that. But they're kind of like kids, because they're like, oh yeah, I bought this fantastic cream. Do you want me to order it for you? It's like 30 quid for this package and it does stuff. And I'm like, And this one lady, like, nearby was just trying to show off herself way too much. She was like, oh, yeah, I'm doing this and I'm doing that and I'm painting, you know, and I'm exploring the food and how it has to be, you know, prepared. All that pretentiousness. And I'm just sitting there thinking, like, oh, my God, like, I get it that you got into this shit. But the more you speak of it, the more it sounds like you're just being a pretentious bitch. I just... Like, good for you, but because the other ladies were kind of present, they were kind of like, you know, asking questions, but from the uncomfortable point of view, not from the actual engagement and interest point of view. And I'm like, oh my God, this, sociology, yo. Yeah, so a little bit of like an event created by me that is in regards with the psychology. So that's like the thing that I have to do and the thing I decided to do, not to mention that I thought, okay, I could actually be a pretty dope counselor. So if after the event I get a bunch of people that are like, okay, like, can you be my personal counselor? That's like the whole idea of it. Like, bitch, gotta make money somehow. So yeah, that's kind of like the one aspect of shit. The other aspect is the house drama. You know, the fat drama llama situation with me mother and her boyfriend. Fucking bitch. Honest to God. I mean, he got into the point of like being a cunt. I mean, today me and my nana, we discussed the situation that he's like literally like, I wanted to slap him. Because on Thursday, my mother received like, you know, child support money from my sister's dad. And my mom's boyfriend just sent to himself, like, from my mom's kind of, like, bank account. He directly sent to himself 50, you know, euros. And he was like, yeah, cuz. To pay fucking scammers, like, that are still scamming him for shenanigans. And I'm like, are you fucking real? Like, bro, I'm speechless. Like, what the fuck? Like, you just nicked from her like third of the child support money, because like in here child support is bullshit and it's only like 150 euros, and like 50 euros he nicked for himself. And there's like, you know, my mom helped me out with the rent for the place, you know, for 2 hours. So it's basically like, well, 30 euros for the whole event. So you got that. But like, this dude, with all his fucking audacity, he was just like, you know, sending money to himself without asking her. Like, the point was, he did not ask her. He just did it. And then he just, like, you know, met her with the, yeah, it happened. I'm like, are you fucking mad? Like, bro, the fuck is wrong with you? Because this is a bit too much now. Because, like, yo, let's face it. You made my ma go and get a freaking credit from a bank, you know? For like 1k, give it to you so you can pay to scammers, and then you got her to get another credit for like, you know, 500, and you also paid that to scammers, and then you just genuinely take away money from her every now and again, like 50 quid, you know, like 20 30, you know, shit again and again, and you're not even asking her anymore. Like, are you fucking mad, bro? Like, who are you paying? Like, where the fuck is the money going to? Like, it's not making profit, it's just being burnt, you know, into like nothingness. And so, with this rage of, like, literally this twat just taking away 50, like, you know, euros from my little sis, I got, like, pissed. So, told that to my nana. So, like, my nana and me today, we had a conversation of, like, we gotta figure out some shit about this. And I was like, like, my mother is trying to ignore it, like, you know, the existence of the problem completely. And tries to avoid the, you know, the fight or whatever at all costs. And I'm like, at a cost of money that's being stolen away from my little sister. Not good. So, my nana and me would, like, nana is, like, proposing, let's call this dude's, you know, my mom's boyfriend's mother. And I'm like, oh, we have the contacts. She's like, oh, we got the contacts. I'm like, oh, we're in for the tea, huh? I'm in. So, basically, my nana calls up his mom, and we have a conversation, the three of us. And basically, his mom also has been nagging him to not indulge in all that situation. And I was like, oh my god, she knew. Fuck. And like, but she didn't know the details. So I explained to her the details of how much he actually just fucking wasted, like 4,500 euros gone. And I explained that to her. And then I explained to her that basically this guy is once again trying to basically get his, you know, charge back with the money, but he's not doing it legally. He found paper fucking company. He applied there and they said like, oh yeah, we found you like 102,000 euros, like you're gonna have it, you just have to pay 1-5% back to us from this money and we'll pay you the this amount. I'm like, that's ridiculous, that's bullshit, like they're not gonna pay shit, like you're just gonna, it's bro, it's scammers. But he doesn't listen because he sees like some random like, you know, amount of money on the paper and he's like, it's there, like it's not, it's tokens, yo. These specific tokens do not like transfer into money, bro. Like that's like online tokens. You just like, you don't even know how to convert it. Just leave it. Like you wasted your like amount of money. Like being dumb cunt. Anyway, so no matter like what I've done, you know, to help him and explain to him, like, bro, just like, you know, submit actual report to the police, you know, get like, you know, your bank to charge back, you know, as much as possible. But no, he's a dumb cunt. So he's not listening to me. He's not listening to my nana. He's not listening to his own mother. He's not listening to my younger sister. He doesn't give a fuck. So basically, being a female is not an authority figure. So, okay, we got that. Patriarchy. Fantastic. So we spoke with his mom on the phone. Me and my nana today did that. And his mom is like, okay, I'm going to call up his older brothers. And we're like, oh, snap, bitch, like, do it. And my nana said, like, okay, just do it. Conversate with his brothers. Explain to them, like, this is happening. And, like, you know, get the information going on so they talk to him and get this shit sorted. Because basically he's stealing away money from the family already by this point, like, in excess. And that's what we tell her. And she's like, okay, I'll do it. And then nana adds, like, but don't tell that this information is from us. And I'm like, even if it is, like, what's that bitch gonna do? What's it gonna do? It's like, bitch can try, I'm gonna slap him silly. Like, don't do it. Like, what I'll do? Like, don't try me, I've known stuff. So yeah, like that. And then today, after all this conversation with his mom, yada yada, and she's like, oh yeah, I'm gonna call his brothers to get brothers on his case, and we're like, good. So, then I messaged my sister asking her opinion on the whole situation, you know, like, because, like, we got to figure it out somehow. We have to kind of, like, put his ass in a situation that's going to be, like, you know, difficult. And I told her, like, I know that mom is buying, you know, like, defensive and shit by saying, like, oh, I don't want to break up with this guy because, like, your little sister likes this guy and she's going to hate me if we break up. And, like, you know, she's being all, you know, like, playing shit, basically. And I'm telling to my sister, like, yo, yeah, we got a situation. I know that you're living in an apartment and he's like claiming that he's like, you know, paying a lot for apartment, but like, how is it in reality? And basically my sister's like, okay, so this bitch of a cunt of a dude is taking money from mom, her bank account, her, you know, like actual like money she withdrew for herself and she was stashing away for her, you know, like medical shit. He just takes money without thinking twice. He started to even go to my sister and ask her for the money that she's saving up for her own stuff. And he borrowed even from my little sister. And she's like, I don't think he's like taking that money for his car. I'm like, fuck no, he's not. And she said like he was asking her for money for his, like, to give back to his mother. His mother did not receive any money in the past week or so. And I'm like, bitch is wasting money somewhere. Yeah. And my sister is like, yeah, I like this guy and he raised me and I'm really appreciating him for that. And she's like, I get it, I understand it, and I might kind of like, and she's like, I don't know how I'll react to it, but in a genuine sense, this is already too much. Like, this guy, first of all, like, he's kind of stealing money away from the family, okay? and she, instead of receiving her child support money, he's taking it. And she's like, he's claiming that he has to pay so much for the food and for the, you know, like, flat, that all this money goes away there. And she's like, that's bullshit. It doesn't cost that much. Like, what the fuck? He's just like claiming to take the money away. Not to mention, he is on a different kind of meds right now. And because of that, he's like, brain work is kind of like slower. And he's like, he's getting annoying. He's getting forgetful. He's getting, you know, like issues with his brain, basically. And she's like, it's annoying. It's getting really annoying. And he's like, really, really starting, like, basically, she said, lately, he's even more audacious. Like, he's like, it's my place kind of situation. I'm the boss of this house. You can listen to me situation, you know? Going around in his underpants and just being like the bitch. Like, what the fuck, yo? Disgusting. And no respect for the women in the house whatsoever. Like, nothing. And, like, my sister's like, okay, there was time when I respected the man and everything else, but by this time, she's pissed off herself because, like, for the last 3 years, he's been, like, taking money from, you know, our mother and not giving back shit and just, like, claiming it's all for the goodness of shit. And now, like, he owes our mother, like, $2,000 by this point. And I'm like, how the fuck is he gonna, like, return it? Like, what the hell? And I was basically telling my sister that we have to make a plan about it because, like, in my humble opinion, mom has to separate from this motherfucker. Like, seriously, like, that's it. Like, that has to be it. Like, I do realize the shenanigans regarding the, you know, the apartment and what, like, you know, whatnot. But that apartment does not cost whatever, like, you know, this bitch is saying it costs. So, no. Not to mention, like, it's easier. It's still kind of fucking cold, but even Nana said, like, it is possible for us to go back to the countryside house and try to live there. Like, it is fucking possible. It's not a freaking, like, you know, mission impossible. It is possible. You know, enough firewood and we're sorted, you know. It's not a problem. Yeah, a bit of, you know, electricity bill, but, like, ain't we all with the electricity bill by this point? So, yeah, like, that. And getting the stuff back, getting everything, you know, sort of, it's not going to cost much. And that's what my nana is saying. And she's like, oh, yeah, like, I don't want your mom in this house kind of situation. Because, like, mom is drinking nonetheless. And she's, like, you know, a messy bitch sort of situation. But at the same time, like, yeah. And I told to my sister, like, these bitches got to, you know, separate. Because, like, mom is just, like, making more and more mess. Because she doesn't want to address the situation. And she's trying to cover up the situation with the old opinion of, like, my little sister and, you know, like, perception of whatever imaginary shenanigans she has there. And I'm like, that's not working. That's not working out. That's just bullshit. And basically, because of this, I invited my sister to come by tomorrow for us to figure it out together in a sense of female coalition. Because I told her it's easier for me, her, and Nana all together. Like, for me and her, first of all, to figure out shit. Then add Nana into the equation of, like, how we can figure out this shit. And then just, like, you know, not add mother to figure out this shit. But, like, put mother in a situation where we give her, like, okay, this is what we're doing. Okay? Not we kind of tell you what to do. Not the kind of, like, you know, not telling her, like, oh, we want your opinion. No. The whole idea of us getting together and creating a solution is to create a solution in a way that will just, like, push her into this. Kind of, like, do this, motherfucker. This is what we came up with. This is, like, a workable solution. This is it. Like, this is what we're doing. You know, for her to get it together and just do shit. So, in my opinion, I might even try to persuade my little sister to even move in with me for a time being with Nana. You know, so that to show mom that, okay, bitch, like, that's how it's gonna look like if you just stay with this guy. Ta-da! Like, you know, because, like, you can sort out and manage the situation if you put your mind to it. Because right now, this guy is just, like, leeching money off of her like mad. Like, it doesn't cost as much, like, you know, living expenses as he's portraying it. Because, like, bitch, I'm good at maths. Don't give me bullshit. I see you're, you know, like, I see a lot of paperwork around the house. I pay attention. So basically, whatever he's saying is not, it doesn't add up, basically. It does not add up. And that's driving me mad because, like, bitch, you're stealing away money from my sister, from my mom, and basically from me as well. And this is getting annoying because, like, yeah, I'm not making as much right now. Doesn't mean, like, I'm not going to make a lot in the soon time, bitch. So, yeah. And because of it, it's kind of frustrating. Also, my mother is getting pissy about her job and shit, and, you know, like, work situation that she hates it, and she wants to quit, and blah, 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 and she's, like, earning half of what she's promised, which I told her about. She didn't listen. Yeah. Basically, like, there's a way for us to figure it out. It's just that mom, like, you know, mother has to get her, like, head out of her ass as a way to get shit done. But yeah, so we might actually, like, figure it out, but, like, I need my sister on board so the two of us can pressure, you know, do the peer pressure on our relative to get her to do what we want to do, because that bitch is, like, even now, like, every weekend she's getting drunk. Like, every Friday she starts midday after work. And every late night, evening, Sunday, she, aka, finishes drinking. Because on Monday, she has to go to work. But then after work, she comes back home and she keeps on drinking. Like, and she says, like, oh, I'm not drinking. Boo-boo. Having 4 bottles of whatever alcohol, kind of like beverage, 14% or 7% after work, it still counts as alcoholism, honey. It's still you drinking. But she's pretending that it doesn't exist because it's not so much. And, right. So, it's kind of hard about that. So, she's being annoying, basically. So, we with the sister have to figure out what to do with that bitch, because, like, she's being a mess. And trying to convince that woman of anything is pretty hard. So, if with the collective strength we show to her that we can manage on our own, just go and just fix yourself, bitch. She might go and actually do it. After a bit of a, you know, like, fight back of, like, I'm scared, or, like, you know, all this shenanigan bullshit with, like, insecurities and just, like, whining about her life and victimizing herself, all that shit. So after she goes through all that shenanigans, she might actually do something. Either that or just, like, get some fucking thugs and beat the fuck out of her. I wish. Doesn't work, I think, though. Yeah. And all in all, like, that's what we kind of, like, are up to thinking. And she'll be sorting out tomorrow. Because, like, I genuinely wish for the family to get, like, better. But, like, my mom's dumbass quest for getting the right man is just beyond belief of normalcy. And she's, like, in so much delusion out there, it's ridiculous. Like, oh my god, like, her biggest delusion is that she can be feeling as a woman only if she gets laid properly. And I'm like, honey, in this day and age, there's so many vibrators and whatnot, like, you can use stuff, like, fuck's sake, come on. And she's like, no, I need a man. Like, there's so many available, pick a number, like, get something done, like, go and pay for one. Better yet, just go to a random bar, pick yourself a man, try to woo him as much as you can, and get him laid. That's it. There's many idiots out there that's gonna dig it. Sadly. But she's like, but that's not what I want either. I want relationships where I'm being fucked well. And you're just there thinking, like, oh my god, I'm 30 years of age, and I'm listening to my mother going with those, all those rants about that. Like, oh, sure, sure. Just, like, flashbacks to being, like, 10... 13, you know, like, 80s of age, same shit was there as well. It's like, I don't know, like, 20 years later, this woo-woo shit just getting at me. It's not changing. Kind of like the moment of, like, honey, maybe you should check out yourself and kind of, like, you know, maybe realize that the problem is you, not the man. But she's too preoccupied to blame the man, so it's not really changing. But anyway, we're all gonna figure it out, and I'll keep you guys updated for anything that's, like, you know, drama-lama situation going. So, yeah.